KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Akutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, west winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 4 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, small craft advisory through tonight. Today, northwest winds 25 knots, seas 5 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 5 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 20 knots in the morning, becoming variable 10, seas 3 feet. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory tonight and Friday. Today, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. And Friday, west winds 25 knots, seas 7 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 7 feet. Tonight, west winds 20 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 5 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly sunny. Highs near 41. Northwest winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Lows around 33. Northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour with gusts as high as 30. And Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 42, west winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 25. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:50 a.m. at 8 feet 1 inch, a low at 12:12, a minus tide of 1 foot 7 inches, a high at 7:06 p.m. at 5 feet 5 inches, and a low tonight at 11:42 at 3 feet 3 inches. Your sun rose at 6:59 this morning, and your sun will set at 10:19, bringing us up to 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
Go walking away, pain and desire. time to be cool. And tell all your girlfriends you've been around the world.
Thank you.
Can't say.
white horses and ladies by the score, all dressed in satin and waiting by the door. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was. White lace and feathers, they made up his bed. A gold-covered mattress on which he was led.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. Ooh, what a lucky man he was.
Blood ran as he cried. No money.
swear it was my father's voice saying, if you stay, you'll all be slain. You must leave now, you have no choice. Take the servants and ride west. Keep the child close to your chest.
I can't even sing it to you. What good is it if I can't even come out and sing it to you right now? Cause talking won't do it and walking won't rush it along. Cause talking won't do it and walking won't rush it along.
Jump, jump. soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio.
How many more?
Forget in Ohio.
Why?
Forget in Ohio. Forget in Ohio.
Exploring Science in the Sea. The journey around Cape Horn at the southern tip of South America is one of the most treacherous in the world. The Cape has claimed hundreds of ships and thousands of sailors. Not many commercial vessels make the journey today, but for sail-powered yachts, rounding the Cape is a big attraction, like climbing Mount Everest. Cape Horn is named for the hometown of the Dutch navigator who described it in 1616. It's a small island that features a cliff a quarter of a mile high. The Cape is where the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans meet. The confluence generates strong currents. Those currents are magnified by the contours of the ocean floor, which features many sunken islands. The region is in the furious 50s, latitudes of more than 50 degrees south. Strong winds blow from west to east. Those are funneled by the mountains of South America and Antarctica. That creates a wind tunnel effect, so winds almost always blow at gale force. And they frequently top hurricane force, battering any ships that challenge the passage. In addition, icebergs are common features, and storms bring heavy rain, hail, sleet, and snow. That all combines to make a journey around Cape Horn especially challenging. The opening of the Panama Canal in 1914 provided a safe shortcut between the east and west coasts of the Americas. But big tankers, naval vessels, cruise ships, and private yachts still round the Cape, one of the most dangerous ocean voyages in the world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
This concrete bloodline carries me. Never.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Another place, face to face.